Today is Saturday, November 9th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that the special burning permit requirement for 13 Wisconsin counties has been lifted as of today. The rescinding of this special fire order applies to the following 13 extensive DNR protection area counties outside incorporated cities and villages: all of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties. A special fire order allows the DNR to suspend burning when fire danger is elevated. Due to prolonged drought conditions, the original permit reinstatement went into effect on October 15th. According to the National Weather Service, moderate to severe drought conditions impacted Wisconsin in late summer and fall. Recent soaking rain events combined with cooler weather across the state have decreased the overall fire danger across the state, allowing the DNR to cancel the special fire order. Traditionally, DNR burn permits are required in extensive protection areas from January 1st through May 31st, anytime the ground is not snow covered. Despite the improved conditions, the public is still encouraged to exercise caution when having any kind of fire, as the fire danger changes daily, and it's important to check with local fire officials before conducting any outdoor burning. Have you ever heard of Coco Ross? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in the state and even throughout the country, Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
It's a unique nonprofit community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. While a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. COCORAS is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, and anyone can be a part of it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up for. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges.
After winning his second term in Congress, Republican Derek Van Orden says he's hoping to work with Democrats on key issues like the Farm Bill and Veterans Affairs. Van Orden told selected media in a video call that he's not willing to let the dairy industry fail, either here or in the U.S., so the Farm Bill is his priority to work on. Van Orden defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook by 4 points in the state's 3rd congressional district in this week's election. That's the same margin he won by over Brad Paff 2 years ago. Senator Joan Balwig released the following statement Friday after the results of the November 5th election. Quote, "With the support of my family, friends, neighbors, and colleagues, I am proud to have served the communities of South Central Wisconsin as both a representative and senator in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Throughout my time in the legislature, I emphasized and valued the services that my office provided to our neighbors in the 41st Assembly District and the 14th Senate District. I'm thankful for the opportunity to work with legislative members from both sides of the aisle and governors from both parties to enact policies that benefit the children and families of Wisconsin, support the mental health needs of our state, and fight for the industries that are critical to the district and our state's economy, namely agriculture and tourism. It was an honor for me to serve on legislative leadership in both houses as a member and chair of legislative committees on the Joint Committee on Finance and to serve on regional and national organizations, including as regional and national chair of the Council of State Governments, a 3-branch national organization. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of the 14th Senate District on Wisconsin." Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Pause for the Holidays will be held today from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. It is OMH's largest fundraiser of the year. The event features a variety of activities for all ages and their pets. Activities include a Santa Paws giving tree, kids games, dog games and competitions, silent auction and bucket raffle, informational tables and booths, a jingle dog and jingle cat raffle, sales tables, and a membership table. Food and refreshments will also be available at the Grand and Glorious Food Stand. There will also be a visit from Santa. The OMH Ice Fishing Pond will also be back this year. A sweet walk is similar to a cookie walk, except that it includes all different kinds of holiday cookies, candies, and other sweets, with walkers filling paws, themed boxes, and sweet treats. All are invited to enjoy the OMH Paws for the Holiday today from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. Greece School Edition will be presented by the Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School tonight and tomorrow in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The popular musical takes those who attend the show back to the 1950s and tells the story of Sandy, Danny, and other characters at Rydell High. Greece not only features many familiar songs, but also a lot of choreography. Grayson Banker plays Danny in the musical.
With Greece, there is a ton of dancing, more than, you know, last year we did Cinderella. There was, you know, there we had the ball, and that was pretty slow, laid back stuff. But this is a complete 10 levels up. So it's been difficult, but it's been very, very fun to see this choreography, and it's all played out really well.
Enjoy the music and fun of Greece School Edition, presented by the Richland School District Foundation and the Richland Center High School. Performances will be tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets are available at the door for $10 for ages 7 and up and $6 for ages 6 and under. Activity tickets will not be accepted. Doors will open 30 minutes prior to the show. The Kickapoo High School student body will be performing a variety show tonight at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. A wide variety of music will be performed, which includes different genres of songs from past decades to the present, including music from a popular movie. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
Our theme is Can't Stop the Feeling. So we're doing a lot of songs from the movie Trolls, and that's kind of our biggest feature to start the show, which can encapsulate a lot of different kinds of music. And that piece specifically, we're doing a barbershop version of it, so it's really cool.
Many of the songs were chosen by students performing them. There is a good blend of music throughout the show.
We definitely open and close with our big group numbers with the choirs. And then I would say, as I was looking at the order, we're kind of going up tempo and then, you know, slow it down, and just a lot of variety in between. So keep the audience engaged.
Admission to the event is a free will offering, with the proceeds going to the food pantry and Kickapoo Music Department. Everyone is welcome to attend the Kickapoo High School Variety Show tonight at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Enjoy some pre-holiday fun and help out the annual Smiles for a Child Toy Drive this Sunday afternoon at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. The Rockin' Reindeer Party will be held from noon until 2 in the office parking lot in downtown Richland Center. Co-organized by the Ithaca Lions Club and Ombre's Motorcycle Club, applications for Smiles for a Child will be available the day after the Rockin' Reindeer Parking Lot Party. Marilyn Gilligan is a member of the Ombre's.
When the parents fill out the application, they know exactly what their child wants, and they stay right in that price range. Sometimes they'll give us even SKU numbers and prices, you know, so we know exactly what that child wants. And I guess we could talk about raising it, you know, $5 or so, but yeah, that we can usually get what a good-sized bag and several toys for each child. And then, of course, like all the toys that are donated from the Julie's event going on, we have all those that we can either fill tags from, or when we're done setting up the distribution, we have all these extra toys, and we go through all the bags and add more toys, the extra toys that people give us. So they usually go out there with a good-sized bag, and there's a lot of stuff under the tree for the kids on Christmas morning.
Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available at Richland County Health and Human Services from Monday, November 11th through the 27th. The Rockin' Reindeer Party is accepting new unwrapped gifts for children from infant to 18. Julie Cairns is with State Farm.
I mean, looking at the deadline, November 27th, you said, and then we had some talks with Santa about, like, when will you be coming through our area? And he's like, well, it looks like probably November 10th-ish. So that's what created the event, was the reindeer event, is that's when Santa's coming through. So yeah, Santa will be there, Mrs. Claus, live reindeer. We have a new backdrop that Ryan just found. It's super nice to put behind the reindeer, so if you want your picture taken for your Christmas card. And then we'll, of course, have cocoa. And then Freddie is going to have his kettle corn, like making it fresh on the spot. And of course, the whole point behind all of this is to have fun, but also to give an opportunity for folks to bring new unwrapped toys for Smiles for a Child.
As Marilyn Gilligan explains, toys will be available for pickup on Saturday, December 14th at the Richland Center Community Center.
And it's the same as what we've always done. It's at the community center, toy distribution, and it'll be the drive-through. Same as what we've done for several years since COVID came along. And then it works out very nice. Mm-hmm. We have people in the front of the building with walkie-talkies, walkie-talking inside, telling them what numbers the people need on the bags, and then they drive around the back, and we bring them out, put them in the car, and they take off. Yeah. Simple, simple.
The Rock and Reindeer parking lot party benefiting the Smiles for a Child toy drive is being hosted by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance tomorrow from noon until 2 in downtown Richland Center. Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available at the Richland County Health and Human Services Building starting Monday and must be turned in no later than Wednesday, November 27th. Toys will be available for pickup on Saturday, December 14th at the Richland Center Community Center. Monetary donations for Smiles for a Child are welcome anytime.